Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, October 18th, 2024. Good having you with us. Hopefully I don't throw up on the air. We'll see what happens. But anyway, I already got the weather forecast loaded up, so we'll go ahead and read it right now. I'm sorry, I'm hoping I don't throw up, but you don't want to know. But anyway, we'll just hope for the best. Anyway, today's weather, a morning shower in places, but otherwise, periods of cloud and sunshine with a high of 59. Tonight, clouds breaking with a low of 49. Current weather, 39 high Fahrenheit degrees. Real feel, 42, mostly cloudy. Real feel shade, 42. Wind is southwest 1 mile per hour. Wind gusts are 2 miles per hour. And the air quality is fair. Are we looking ahead? It'll be pleasant tomorrow, as always. There'll be a morning shower in the area coming up today at 59 high, 49 low. Tomorrow will be much more pleasant with partly sunny and warmer weather with 73 high, 50 low. And then on Sunday, it'll be 65 high, 48 low, if not as warm, but afternoon rain though, with a 72% chance. And then the nighttime, it'll be early rain, but otherwise cloudy. And it's your 3-day forecast, by the way. Anyway, let's read some news now. This is usually what we do for our first segment, of course. Okay. Let's see what we got here. There's something about this Sin War death in Gaza that must be a Palestine story. The internet archive has been knocked out ever since this, hacker from Palestine supposedly, shut them down. And supposedly the hacker's from the, Israel-Palestine area, so that's fun. So, no one's able to access the internet archive because of the Israel-Palestine group, so that is very interesting. Myself included. Let's just look at today in history for October 18th. In 1977, Mr. October clinches the World Series, whoever that was. In 1867, the United States takes possession of Alaska from Russia. In 1962, the DNA scientists won the Nobel Prize. In 1968, Bateman shatters long jump record. We can read more. Sorry about that. I do have my meds on me, but I don't know if I can take them right now. Elon Musk has held a pro-Trump town hall in Philly suburbs, but I'm not going to read that because he's preferring Trump over Harris. In fact, let's look at this Harris-Trump story here. Harris and Trump target, get rid of that. Okay, that worked. Harris and Trump target Michigan as both parties try to shore up their blue wall votes. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will both be scouring for votes in Michigan on Friday as they try to lock down their support in this key political battleground now. Harris, the Democratic vice president, is scheduled to begin her day in Grand Rapids for a rally with other Democratic leaders. She then goes to Lansing, where she'll speak at a United Auto Workers Union Hall and promote the White House's record of supporting domestic car manufacturing. Her final event of the day is a rally in Oakland, California. Oakland County, I mean. I wish it was Oakland, California, though. That's home to, used to be the home of Dodgers, but whatever. Which is northwest of Detroit. Trump, the Republican former president, has his own event in Oakland County in the afternoon before holding a rally in Detroit in the evening. Michigan is one of the three blue wall states that, along with Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, will help decide this election. Trump's event in Detroit will be his first one. Trump's event in Detroit will be the first one, his first one, as I said earlier, since he insulted the city last week. For whatever reason, I don't know. But while warning what will happen if Harris is indeed elected, he said that our whole country will end up being like Detroit after all. Yeah. I wouldn't mind that, actually. A city spent years hemorrhaging residents and businesses, plunging to deep financial problems before rebounding in recent years. I don't think my throat will let me read the rest of this. One challenge for Harris in Michigan has been union support on a traditionally Democratic bloc. She's failed to win some key endorsements. In addition, a rob American voters have been skeptical of Harris because of the White House's steadfast support for Israel's military operations in Gaza. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a co-chair of Harris's campaign, had said in an interview on Thursday that the expectation was always that it was going to be a close election after all. I like the 2016 election. People are like, oh, it's so close. And I'm like, have you not been listening for decades, Whitmer had said. Michigan is a divided state, and that's why we don't write off the reddest of areas on a political map. We show up, after all. Kent County, where Harris will start her day on Friday, had leaned Republican for many years and was won by Trump by 3% in 2016. But Biden had won the county in 2020, and it has increasingly voted Democratic recently. I think that was it for this story, yep. Alright, so let's go ahead and put our commercial in, guys. Might as well. Alright, I'll just worry about that later. Challenging sometimes, we have a throat to keep bass. Next segment, we're gonna do food talk. FY. Let's play, Cold Heart by Elton John and Dua Lipa, and Heat Waves by Glass Animals. How about that? Alright. So, coming up is Food Talk, guys. That'll be interesting. So, there you go. Anyway, coming up is Food Talk at 8:20 a.m., and we'll be right back right after this. I might make an attempt to take my meds, and hopefully I don't throw them up. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Food Talk, 8:20 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Let me put this back up so I don't try to screw it up. We'll be right back. Yep. That was Heat Waves by Glass Animals and Cold Heart Mini Remix by Elton John and Dua Lipa right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's now time for Food Talk, and we got a special recipe for you guys. Cheesecake Factory Cheesecake. Now, I was just curious to see if there was any, Cheesecake factories here in Oregon, and believe it or not, there is one in Tigard on Washington Square, the Washington Square Mall, I don't know, but it's in Tigard, believe it or not. Believe it or not, there is one in Tigard near Portland, the Portland metro area, in Tigard, and, but it wasn't really that well received. It only had a 3-star review, so it looked like a lot of 1-star reviews on Yelp, so quite interesting. If you're not really too excited about that, well, there's always Cheesecake Factory Cheesecake copycat recipes for you guys. Here's how you can make it. It's an editor's pick, by the way. And this is the original one. It's ready in 3 hours. It does take a while to make, but don't worry, it'll be worth it. It serves 8. There's 12 ingredients. Here's what you need for the crust first. You'll need a 1/4 cup of finely chopped pecans, a 1/4 cup of finely chopped almonds, a 1/4 cup of finely chopped walnuts. Yep, and 3/4 cup of finely chopped vanilla wafer. Interesting. And 2 tablespoons of melted butter. That's it for the crust. Now for the filling, you'll need 1.5 pounds of cream cheese, 1.5 cups of sugar. I'm sorry if that video is so loud. Actually, maybe it's the whistling you're hearing. I just realized that. It's not the video you're hearing, it's the whistling. I just realized that. There's nothing I can do about that, though, guys. I'm sorry. You're just gonna have to suck it up and deal with it. 5 large eggs, 16 ounces of sour cream, a 1/4 cup of flour, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, and I believe that's it for the filling. Anyway, let's just read directions now. First, this is for the crust. Mix all the nuts and vanilla wafer crumbs with melted butter and press into a 9-inch buttered springform pan. Trying to line the sides as much as possible, about 1/2 inch up the sides of the pan, but set it aside. Now for the cheesecake. All above ingredients should be at room temperature before you begin. Start by beating the cream cheese until it's light and fluffy. Keep the mixer on a low setting throughout the beating and mixing process. Add the sugar a little at a time and continue beating until it's creamy. I need to take a drink. Sorry. Now, maybe you are hearing the video. I don't know. Because that sounds like there is something going on there when... It doesn't matter. I just really wish I wish these YouTubers could stop amplifying their audio. Anyway, I forgot where I left off at. Let's just start over at number 2, which is the cheesecake. All the above ingredients should be at room temperature before you begin. And at number 3, you start by beating the cream cheese until it's light and fluffy, and then keep the mixer on a low setting throughout the beating mixing process. I think that's where I was stopped at. And then add the sugar a little at a time and continue beating until it's creamy. Add 1 egg at a time and beat after each egg. When the eggs have been mixed into the cream cheese, add the flour, vanilla, and lemon juice and mix well. Add the sour cream last. Didn't mention anything. Oh no, it did that. Sour cream last. Beat well. Put the cream cheese into the spring pan. Place on the top rack in the middle of a 325 degree preheat oven for 1 hour and 15 minutes. When your timer is up, turn the oven off, open the oven door, and leave in the oven for 1 hour. We got propped the open oven door and leave in the oven for 1 hour, though, but yeah. And then after one hour, you got to remove it from the oven. Let it cool off enough before the cheesecake is put in the refrigerator for 24 hours. A cheesecake should season. The wait is worth it. The flavor ripens and it becomes enriched. And there you go. Is this the exact Cheesecake Factory recipe? If it is, it was the best cheesecake I have ever eaten, you know. I'm pretty sure it was. There you go. Anyway, that guy is amplifying his video really loud. I don't want him getting in the way of my stuff. I know he is. So, whoever he is, he's an absolute idiot. Anyway, enough of all that. We might have time for one more recipe, but it has to be a quick one, guys. So, it'll probably not be a Cheesecake Factory recipe, I'm sorry to say. See what we got here. I just don't want this idiot getting in my way. And I know when I'm quiet, I know he's just gonna speak wild stuff in my way, so there you go. You read a Taco Bell recipe, so it forces me to talk over while he's talking over. It's so annoying. AM Crunch Wrap. Let's see if I have time to read this. Taco Bell's AM Crunch Wrap. Only a 3-star review. To be fair, Taco Bell doesn't really make the best foods, I don't know. Actually, may not even have time to read this. Yeah, we'll just have to skip this for now. It's too long. See, I'm just gonna close out all this. Come on. There we go. Because stylus is cheaply made. It doesn't really work most of the time. Anyway, sorry about all that. Let's go ahead and put our commercial in now. At least we got to read our best recipe of the day, which was that Cheesecake Factory recipe. To be honest with you, I think the reason why everything's going wrong... Well, not everything's going wrong. I think it's just because idiots are just trying to get in my way or whatever. So there you go. And the reason why... And I don't understand why people amplify their videos on YouTube. It's so annoying. I mean... The computer, those videos I watch don't do it, at least I don't think they do. I mean, I think the reason why these guys do it is obviously they're freaking hardcore gamers. And I don't get it, but whatever. But we're gonna play Enemy by Imagine Dragons. Looks like I got an appointment with Jen, I don't know what day it is, but whatever. But yeah, I don't understand why YouTubers amplify their freaking videos, especially the hardcore gamers. It's so annoying. I know I've said it before, but I've said it so many times during the segment. This might as well be a segment about YouTube now. Might as well. In fact, I think in the next segment, we might as well just be doing a KHKJ YouTube update at this point. I don't know. I mean, we might as well. And UTMZ at 9:40. I don't know. I mean, I don't. In the last segment, I can never really figure out what to do for the last segment. So at this point, might as well just swap TMZ for 9:40 and just do KHKJ at this point. But nothing really changed on my YouTube channel. You know what? Screw it. I'm just gonna do it and say screw it. Yep. I may have to play a longer song, though. I don't know. But Enemy is shorter, though. I may just go over, though. Or I could just swap it out. No, I'm playing Enemy. Like it or lump it. I'm going over. Anyway, coming up is Enemy, Imagine Dragons, and WizKid Essence featuring Thames. So yeah, I'm gonna have to go over just a tad bit, but, I'm sorry if I only read one recipe because frickin' YouTubers get in my way. And coming up, we're gonna, I guess, do a KHKJ YouTube update for the heck of it, because why not? Coming up is a KHKJ YouTube update. Suck it up. We'll be right back right after this with a KHKJ YouTube channel update. Don't go away. We'll be right back right after this. Thank you so much. Yep. That was Essence featuring Gems by WizKid, Enemy by Imagine Dragons, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's time. Well, initially, we're going to do a KHKJ YouTube channel update, but I changed my mind. We're going to just do TMZ Celebrity News instead. Sorry. Anyway, Corey Feldman on Diddy. I am grateful that justice is being served. Yeah. Alright. Looks like it's trying to load this video here. Yep, stuff thoughts. Yeah, well, might as well play it, I guess. Just there we go. Unmute the sound so you can hear it. The very least.
Hey, do you have any comments on the Pedida situation?
Backgrid. Hope it is.
Scumbags get taken down because children need to be protected.
I agree.
Story.
I agree.
So gross. Anyway, God bless.
Not that. I wanted to scroll down. I didn't want that thing there. Anyway, Corey Feldman is all in favor of Diddy's arrest and federal indictment, saying he hopes it leads to more scumbags, like the music mogul getting taken down, too. A photog caught up with Corey in Bev Hills, where he indeed made it clear he would never attend any of Diddy's infamous parties, and joked that he was probably too old to even get an invite. A reference to Diddy facing sexual abuse claims from multiple alleged victims who say they were minors at the time of their alleged abuse. Yep, Corey Feldman for the years, minor, and now he's old. Corey says he's thankful justice is being served, calling the whole situation gross and empathizing that children need protection. You really need to catch the full clip to see just how disgusted he is about the whole thing now. The Downfall of Diddy, the indictment, is available on Tubi for free. Watch it now. Got stuff in my throat there, that was weird. Now, as we reported, Diddy's been hit with a wave of lawsuits claiming sexual assault and abuse. Attorney Tony Busby from a Houston-based law firm that has represented 120 or over 120 accusers, for that matter, has been sharing some of their stories for the first time, including one accuser who says he was just nine at the time of his alleged abuse. Really? And Busby also says another accuser was just 15, along with others who were allegedly underage, too. It's important to note that Diddy hasn't been criminally charged with victimizing minors. He has not pled guilty to sex trafficking, kidnapping, and racketeering charges to the federal case, with a trial set now for May of 2025. Alright, so that's interesting. Alright, we'll go back. We already read that, of course. Now we'll go move on to Jay Cutler, who was busted for a DUI and gun poss after his 5 p.m. car accident. And here's what it's about. Well, actually, there's an update at 7:40 a.m. Pacific time. Jay Cutler's DUI has been arrested starting with an afternoon car accident. According to the law enforcement, he allegedly rear-ended another vehicle, and when officers arrived, they noticed a strong smell of booze. They also claimed Cutler was slurring his words and had bloodshot eyes, too. We're told he refused to take Field's sobriety test, The cops took him to the hospital to get a blood sample anyway. There is still no word yet on what his BAC could be. Cops say one of the two firearms in Cutler's vehicle was a loaded pistol also. Here's the original story. Jay Cutler spent time in a Tennessee jail Thursday after he was busted for driving while intoxicated in gun possession, TMZ has now learned. The former NFL star and ex-husband of Kristen Cowery was arrested for DUI and three other offenses on Thursday evening in the city of Franklin, Tennessee. The other crimes were failure to exercise due care, violation of implied consent law, and possession of a handgun while under the influence. Cutler was booked into the Williamson County Jail, where he posed for a scruffy mugshot, and as you can see, the dude doesn't look too happy. Jay actually posted $5,000 bond and was released later that night, according to a rep for the Franklin Police Department. The implied consent violation refers to the requirement of all licensed drivers to submit to a blood or breath chemical test for alcohol or other substances. Refusing to test is a violation of the implied consent law. But the circumstances surrounding the bust are still a mystery, but we've reached out to the police to get the details at the very least. Is there any word back? Very unlikely. But as you know, Jay was famously married to Calvary for nearly a decade, beginning in 2013, but they finalized their divorce 9 years later in 2022. They starred in their popular reality show, Very Calvary, which followed their life in Nashville with their three children, Camden, Jackson, and Sailor. Yep. And during his 12-year NFL career, Cutler was a quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Denver Broncos, and even the Miami Dolphins. He started his career with the Broncos in 2006, retired from the Dolphins in 2017, and in between, Cutler had played for the Bears. The story is developing, by the way, so we'll have to stay tuned and see what happens. Anyway, this might do it for TMZ Celebrity News, guys. That mugshot don't look too happy anyway. Close this tab. There we go. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and power break it now. Sounds fair enough. Where are you at? Oh, it's all the way to the bottom. Yep. I knew that. It wasn't all the way at the bottom, but it was close enough. Could have been, though. Anyway, for music, we're going to play, who are we going to play for music? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Let me play To Be Loved by Lizzo and Steve Lacy, Bad Habit. How about that? There we go. I still got a minute left, guys, so here we go. Coming up is Steve Lacy, Bad Habit, and Lizzo, To Be Loved, Am I Ready? And you're probably wondering what is coming up in the next segment. Well, you probably already knew this, but if you didn't know, especially the newcomers to my station, we're going to play Pokemon Go. And we're going to probably kick it off by playing Pokemon Go on my phone. Yep. And that would be Jesse Hack 95 will be playing as on Team Valor, I believe, which is known as Team Red. Cool team, by the way. It'd be pretty cool stuff when you spin their photo of this, by the way, their gems, by the way, which is really nice. Anyway, I might have to go over this a tad bit again, because again, this song is just oddball a little bit, but it's okay, though. I can talk with you guys just a little bit more. But like I said, coming up, we'll play with Team Valor on Jesse Hack 95 on my phone. That'll be fun. Sorry about that. I don't know why I did that, but well, if you gotta do what you gotta do. But anyway, coming up is Team Valor on Pokemon Go, whatever. Here you go. Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. with the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up momentarily at 9 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. By Lizzo, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, we're in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. It's 9 a.m. and we're now ready to play with Team Valor on Pokemon Go with Jesse Hack 95. I swiped twice to get to it. It's a thing that is. Okay. Can we feed you? I think we can, yes. I don't know what I have left, very likely. Might as well do it. Let him work for it. Whoa. I don't know what I was doing there. Hesitating. I think that was it. No, there's still one more. Oh, there we go. That's it. Okay. Okay. Walk 1.7 kilometers since Adventure Sims login. Rating has appeared. Nice. I think that's at Birch Park, which is red, obviously. I don't think I'm in this one, though. Yeah, I'm not in that one. There's only one in there. I could heal it, but I have to be there locally to do it. I think I'm still in the church, though. It's not that. Yep, there I am. Okay, good. So I can do it remotely, then. Yay. Oh, lovely. There's an air egg there at the church. Yeah! Sorry about that. Anyway, let's catch Lulu here. Oh, come on. Oh, there we go. I was about, as soon as I said stuff, I'm like, that works. Ultra mode. Good job, Winnie. Yep. It caught it. Good job, Winston. Go, Winston. I miss Winston, his black and brown fur. I renamed that in honor of him, by the way. Well, even then, I named it before we had it, but before we still had it, but yeah, but now it's going to be pertly named that. Alright. I knew I was unable to do curveballs, but I could do them so friggin' easy now. I still have extra candy on you. Okay, there we go. Sorry about being so quiet. I don't have the audio turned on this game. Hopefully when we play as Jesse Wild, I'll make up for it. Yeah, I knew about that, you dummy. Why do you think I saw it? Come on, there we go. Probably check its appraisal. You know, throw it away. What's this guy worth? Only 2 stars. I think I'm just gonna tag it anyway, because it's the only one I have. It'll probably be the only one I'll have for a long while. This guy can throw away for all I care. Yeah, we should evolve. Nah, well, hold on. Let me just find another sand trick involved. That's much bigger. If I spell it right. ...1086. Go away, Facebook. Sorry. That's two stars, of course it is. It might be this one, then. Yeah. Okay. It's actually I-Steel type, actually, I think. Oh wow, heavy and tall, that's interesting. I don't want to burn off all my Sandshrew candy. Alright, what else can I evolve? Pichu. Well, I was showing Tepid there, that was funny. So evolutionary line. Evolve this into Pikachu. It was tagged, so hopefully it's 3 stars. I just need more experience. Apparently it was a female one. Evolve it into Raichu. Actually, first thing I'm going to do is actually give it some power up, give it a power up boost here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That looks like a mission that was 3 times. Well, I had to do it. Looks like I didn't do much good, but oh well. To do a little bit. 1445, so it's a little bit good. This will be my last one I'll evolve before we go commercial break. There we go. It's also heavy and tall, too, ironically. Alright, claim award. Let's remove that. Alright, I guess that satisfies me enough, so, alright, so, no, I don't want to search for a song. I was wanting to do was go to commercials. This mouse is being weird again, don't know why, though. Anyway, enough of all that, putting this commercial in now, finally. Sorry. And for our music, we'll go here and do it, because why not? Let's go ahead and put in something we haven't played in a while. Doja Cat Need to Know. How about that? And after that, we're going to play, trying to think here, yeah, we'll play Rain Up the Hill. Now, I gotta think here, no, that's not right, maybe we won't play Rain Up the Hill then, 16, 17, 18, 19, yeah, cause then I'd have to end early, so yeah, that's not gonna work, let's cut that out. And maybe I'll play Lil Nas X instead. Yeah! Yep, I might just play Lil Nas X. Besides, I haven't played that in a while anyway. Yeah, it looks like Doja Cat's song wasn't even too long anyway. Besides, I haven't played That's What I Want on the morning show anyway. Might as well. So, it might as well be fair to play something different anyway. Why not? So, let me boot this back here. So, try to boot me back to the bottom anyway. But anyway, coming up is Lil Nas X, That's What I Fucking Want. And Kate Bush, sorry about that. Kate Bush trained up that hill, a deal of God, and after that we'll play as Team Instant, Team Yellow, Jesse Wild, 223. Yeah! We'll be right back. Don't go away with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with Jesse Wild, 223. Don't go away. Yep. That was Running Up That Hill, A Deal of God by Kate Bush, and That's What I Want by Lil Nas X. Thank God I remembered what I played earlier. It just came up to me eventually, but it just did. Thank God for that. Anyway, time for Pokemon Go again. And it says right here, stay aware of your surroundings. Do not enter dangerous areas while playing Pokemon Go. And to be honest with you, I think that dog is so cute, in a way. Okay. So I got 50 coins. 10.4 kilometers walk, this count, which kind of concerns me because that's like less than the other one, though. Very interesting. So, what is up with that? I don't know. We'll never know. Last Great Ball, everyone! It might force me as regular Pokeballs. I don't know. I'm caught anyway. It's worth nothing. Darn it. Bye bye. Had to try. 334 coins. Okay. I was able to revive you, actually your coin, to get back to revive. There you go. Solid here. Not me and Lou, I can tell you that much. Seems to me whenever I click on a gym, that happens. There's a rating there. My home team's been busy. Team Valor, they've been busy today. They don't like yellow and blue taking over, it seems. It seems that way. Apparently Foursquare Church is empty. It's not even a colored. It's completely empty. It doesn't even have a color on it. And yeah, that gym is still discolored, so I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, there's no Pokemon here, guys. I don't know what to do. I wonder how much this all is worth. Only 2 stars. I'm gonna tag it anyway because it's the only one I have. On this account. Alright, we get it. It's only 9:24. I can't end it early at this point. Yeah. What's this here? Home comfort, okay. Yeah, I have gotten a lot of whole Pokemon on here. Let me do that. It's weird for some reason, the screen's cracked. Doesn't let you skip that. Yep. Okay. We're getting there. Be able to catch this guy, I wonder. Probably not. We'll see. Don't jinx myself. You're probably jinxing myself, mister. You just know I am. There we go. Didn't jinx myself. Yeah! I already had it then. It's a 2 start at the very least, so hold on to it as a constellation. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. This is 2 days to think about. What's going on here? Closer. Well, I'm not even close. It doesn't matter. Anyway, being buggy for some reason. Game is still discolored. I might just, I'll turn it red later. I don't know. It depends. I don't know. Probably turn it red for all I know. Someone killed it and obviously forgot to turn it. Who knows? But there you go. Yeah, it looks like the gym discolored. It doesn't tell us what color it is, so obviously what happened was someone forgot to change the color after they defeated it, so that's quite unfortunate. You know, I'm just gonna head out of here. Close it off. There we go. Let's put that there for now. Of course, lost airtime in the on-demand show because of that happening. Oh well. But it is what it is, guys. I think for the last segment, I'm gonna tell you guys about what's going on this evening. I'm going to tell you about some new stations we are hosting now on our sister stations, like, which I think you'll really like. Just go to music here, top 40, where are you at? This time, let's try to play Late Night Talking by Harry Styles. We tried to play that yesterday, but we ended up not playing it because I ended up talking over and it didn't work out. And after that, we'll play, trying to think here, not right up the hill. We already played that, you dummy. Trying to think here. Oh, I played Bad Habit. Let's play Unstoppable by Sia. How about that? There we go. That could work. We'll see what happens. If I go over a little bit, I don't know. We'll see. Probably have to. Yep. Anyway, coming up next segment, I'm going to talk about something really cool with you guys. That will be a surprise. But first, you'll have to sit for a commercial and Harry Styles Late Night Talking and see Unstoppable for you guys. And coming up in the last segment, I'll have a surprise you'll be really interested in, you might like, guys. So, yeah, that'll be fun. But anyway, coming up, it'll be a last segment, will be a surprise segment. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. Yeah. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, October 18th, 2024. We'll be right back right after this. For Friday, October 18th, 2024. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Late Night Talking by Harry Styles. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Final segment, guys. It's a surprise, guys. And what is a surprise? Well, guess what? In accordance, along with Tricky Fox Radio, we have two other stations with Tricky Fox Radio now. Surprisingly, we have Newsnet Dallas, which will hopefully cover the election results on November 5th. Will it be Trump? Will it be Kamala Harris? We don't know. We'll find out and hope for the best. But that station can be found at newsnetdallas.rf.gd. Of course, it's subdomain, which means it's a free address. Excuse me, powered by Infinity Free. Also, we now have a new station that just debuted about a day or two ago, about 3 days ago to be specific, I don't know. It's called Dallas Dragon Sports Radio, and it's debuting for a reason. For a specific reason for Dallas Dragons High School football. You see, I've been airing the games mainly on my radio station, Tricky Fox Radio, but I feel like it needs a new home. I mean, it doesn't need to be on Tricky Fox Radio. I mean, it can be on Tricky Fox Radio, but I mean, I guess it could, but it just, I think it needs a more loving home, I guess. A more appropriate home, in a way, I guess you could say. So, what I've done is, instead, I decided to change it over to Dallas Dragon Sports Radio, which will be its new home. And that's where it'll be at from now on. Well, for the next two games, which will be Corvallis at Dallas, which is actually tonight, by the way. So, I'll probably have that game aired on the station by tomorrow evening, hopefully. And there you go. But anyway, that's fun. And also, I might also have plans to launch two other online stations as well. Of course, Tricky Fox Radio is running on a VM on my older computer. The other four will probably run on my new computer also through VMs. If I had to guess, probably for Windows XP VMs. but there you go. But what we're going to do is, I think the next two stations will probably be an alternative station and a classic hit station, if I had to guess, which will be, which I have already thought of. The classic hit station will be Birch FM, and the alternative station will probably be Max FM. And there you go. Now, why would I want to run all five of these stations all at once? It's kind of dumb, isn't it? Well, I want to be a media mogul. That's all I want to tell you. That's all I'm going to say. I want to prove myself to the test. I want to be a media mogul. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, there you go. Anyway, and we've been talking 4 minutes about that. But anyway, I guess I could tell you about the Dallas Dragons kicking butt. Let me just get out of this video here. Let's open up our web browser here. I did close it off, though, but I can open it back up. And we'll load up the Dragon Sports Radio website, if it'll load up. There we go. Okay. Here's a post I wrote on October 17th, 2024. How have the Dragons been doing so far? The Dallas Dragons have indeed been kicking AZZ this year. And so far, they have an overall OSAA rank of number 2. They've won a total of 6 games while losing none. Meanwhile, their RPI rank is number 3 and their quality rank is number 1. Here is the list of box scores of the games they have won so far. At Glencoe, Harefield Turf, 1-10-7 versus Ida B. Wells. That was a home game, by the way. 1-41-22 At Beaverton, 1-38-11 versus Prairie, Washington, 1-64-0 At South Albany, they won 35-0 Very unfortunate for South Albany. And at Crescent Valley, 1-51-12 There's still 3 more games to go. Dallas versus Corvallis, which will be played on October 18th at 7 p.m. with coverage provided by Dallas Dragon Sports Radio. Yep. There we go. Next game is against West Albany on October 25th, also at 7 p.m. And the last one is versus Lebanon on November 1st at 7 p.m., which will also be covered by the home station. The Dragons sure have been kicking AZZ. I had to change that, by the way. Originally, it was ASS, but I changed it to AZZ because it was not proper enough. So, continue to cheer on for the Dallas Dragons if you're here in Dallas. Go Dragons! And there we go. That is it for this post. Anyway, we'll go ahead and close out that. Anyway, that might do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. But like I said, we have 3 stations running. Well, I'm only running my station right now. I have a VMR on my other computer right now, but I don't have the actual thing running right now. So there you go. But anyway, like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun when I do all this kind of stuff. But it's going to be. I apologize for the yelling, guys. I'm so sorry about that. I'm definitely have to talk back at you guys. In fact, I might just turn off the mic at this point so I can avoid the yelling. I'm sorry. I might as well just put the commercial at this point. I might even have to edit early, guys. Let's put this Alzheimer's PSA in just to prove how stupid he is. Yeah, I'm so sorry about the yelling. This is not how it's supposed to end, guys. Anyway, not going well as planned, even though it's the end, but whatever, who cares? I should. That's the problem. Anyway, to close it out, we're going to play Elton John and Britney Spears, Hold Me Closer. It's a 3-minute song. I want to find a 4-minute song, not Heat Waves. Not Break My Soul. Not Bad Bunny. I hate that song. Cody Johnson. We'll just play Easy on Me and see what happens. I could have to go over again and hope for the best no one talks back at me. Anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I guess this morning show isn't the best, but oh well. It is what it is. But anyway, hopefully I will see you on Dallas Dragon Sports Radio for Dallas versus Corvallis. I might also air it on Tricky Fox Radio. Very unlikely, though. But we shall see what happens. But anyway, that's it for this, for that. And speaking of which, guess what? Shawn Mendes commented on Kate Tupper's post. Your voice is absolutely... I don't think it was my post, though. It wasn't. I wish it was, though. But anyway, enough of all that. Our next morning show won't be until October 21st. I really wish my iPad had a silent switch, but... It doesn't, so that's kind of unfortunate and very annoying, so we were just going to have to live with it, so. Curious, though. Actually, I'm not worried about it. I already know it wasn't my post. I wish it was, though. nothing on there either. I guess that's it, guys. Thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Again, we will not be back on until the 21st. But I just want to confirm it is the 21st. It might have been the 20th. Nope, it was the 21st. Okay, great. Okay. Well, I guess that's it, guys. See you tomorrow, everyone. Not tomorrow, the 21st, which is a Monday. Till then, goodbye, everyone.